Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And a big thanks in order to Chris Patrick, the GM of the Capitals, kind enough to carve out a few minutes for us today after the Caps season came to an end sooner than we would have wanted last week to look ahead to the offseason, look back at the year that was. Chris, it's Grant and Danny. We appreciate you. How are you?
Good, guys. How you guys doing?
Very well,
doing
man.
Very
thank
well.
You. Chris, this is such a strange year. Maybe it's just hockey happened. You could educate me on that. But the teams with the foremost points are watching the playoffs just like the rest of us. That seems really unusual. What do you make of that? What do you make of this kind of, a topsy-turvy season in hockey?
Yeah, I mean, for me, that's kind of hockey playoffs. When you get down to the final 16, really any of those teams can go on a run and do some damage. It sounds cliche, everybody goes back to 0 points, but it really does go that way. And there's momentum swings and there's bounces and calls and posts. It's the hardest trophy to win for a reason. And part of that reason is because it really is. Any team can beat any other team in a 7-game series, as we've kind of seen, throughout this playoff. So it's kind of how it goes. And it's just a tough pill to swallow for management and fans of teams that put together really good seasons like we did. It's disappointing. You hate to see it end that way. But it makes it all the sweeter when you do punch through to the end, if you ever get lucky to do it.
Caps GM Chris Patrick. Chris, I saw a quote from you yesterday saying basically that Carolina in round two just out-executed you guys in some spots. Where do you think you guys failed to execute, essentially, and where were they just a little bit better?
Yeah, I mean, I think, in tight series like that, it comes down to scoring on your chances or not. And I look at games three and games four down there where I thought, you couldn't have drawn up a better opening 10 minutes on the road in a tough building against a really good team. And we had some really good looks, had some breakaways that goalie makes a save and hit some posts and some shots that, goalie gets enough of it, gets through, but doesn't go in. And then as the game plays on, they get a couple good looks at us and the puck gets behind our guy. And that's just kind of the way it goes sometimes. I think too, they did a really good job of sticking to their game plan and executing and making it hard on us and making us have to work hard to earn any chance we got. And so, some of those games, it got to the point where it felt like, in game three, it was 0-0 about halfway through the game. It really felt like the first team to score is going to get a huge bump here and just be able to try to hold on to the lead. And unfortunately, they're the ones to score first. They play a different style as has been well covered by everybody around the league, but they do a great job of sticking to their style and trust themselves. So at the end of the day, they got a few more behind us than we got behind them, and unfortunately, this series ended earlier than we hoped.
Chris, probably an impossible question, but just would love to get your perspective on it. What do you feel like the key is to winning in the postseason consistently and getting through multiple rounds, as Carolina has done here over the last few seasons? And then how far away do you think Washington is right now from being able to execute that kind of vision?
Yeah, you know, I think we've always, for us, the way we've approached it is always trying to have a team with as few weaknesses as possible. I mean, you want to have ideally a four-line team with three sets or three pairs of D that can all play, you know, pretty much all situations, and you don't have to worry about, you know, you always worry about matchups, but you don't have to really try to hide any certain line from a certain matchup. It just makes it easier on the coaches. It makes it easier on the players. And you know, I think that's one of Carolina's strengths is they do have, you know, four lines that can all play, you know, fairly reliable minutes for them. And, you know, I think for us, that's probably an area where we need to look to improve. I mean, I think we found real consistent lines. You know, I think our top six, the personnel moved around, but it was kind of the same six or seven people. And then you had Nick Dowd's line that was fairly consistent all year. And then the, you know, for lack of a better term, the third line, we tried a lot of different looks to try to get a line that we felt like could go out there and play, you know, reliable minutes for you. Cause in the playoffs, eventually every line is going to have to take some hard shifts against the other team's best line, and you're going to have to get out of it unscathed. On the other hand, you're also going to want to try to get some matchups where you can maybe get your top line against the other team's fourth line. So your third and fourth line are going to have to play minutes against the other team's top line. And, you know, I think as the playoffs went on, you know, we had a harder time doing that. And so I think for as far as addressing that issue going forward, I think that's definitely a key for us, is trying to just have that the depth in our lineup through our forward lines and our D-core. And I think we're, you know, fairly close to it. You know, I think for most of the season, we had a pretty good four-line team. And you know, I just think when we got towards the end there against Carolina, it started getting exposed a little bit. And obviously, too, the injury to Martin Fairvari was a big loss. I mean, he's a huge part of our D group and helped give us the, you know, the three D pairs that you can put out in pretty much any situation. And so losing him was really hurt our ability to do that.
Caps GM Chris Patrick on Grant and Denny. Speaking of that third line, Lars Zeller was a cup hero in 18, and he will always be in you know, Caps fans' hearts for that reason. But he struggled in this Carolina series and just offensively down the stretch. In the end, you guys made the decision to tweak some things. You move Mikey over to center off the wing, and that third line was very fast, very small, but, you know, Mangiapane, McMichael, and Eller, and Leonard. And I thought they had their best line game of the series, and maybe in a couple weeks in that elimination game. I'm just curious, I guess, two-parter. I know you don't do the lineup, so I understand that, but was there, when you look back, do you think maybe trying that sooner would have made sense, or was the hesitation to move McMichael off the wing playing so well reasonable for you?
Yeah, I mean, I think that was all season. I think that was a little bit of the hesitation. I mean, when you see how well, you know, the Strome line and the Dubois line is playing with Connor on the wing, you know, you really don't want to, you know, mess up that, you know, that success. And you know, you hope you can find other solutions so we can keep our top six lines kind of humming along. And then in the playoffs, I think it's definitely something they thought about at different points. I mean, I think waiting till game five, you know, in game three, I actually thought the Lars's line had a pretty good game, probably their best line, best game of the series. And so, you know, you feel more comfortable going back to them with in game four and keeping Connor on the wing. But then after game four, I think it felt like we needed to definitely do something. You know, we're in a situation where it's kind of all hands on deck, and we need to do something a little more drastic. So that's where we made the change on putting Mikey in the middle.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Chris Patrick with us here on G&D. The Ovechkin goal chase is just such. I mean, Chris, you're from around here. Obviously, grew up playing hockey. I can't believe I saw that. I cannot believe someone beat Wayne Gretzky's goal record in my lifetime. And it happened in an era that's as tough or more difficult to score in as it's ever been. Do you, like, just looking back on that now, obviously it wouldn't change anything. It was incredible. He set the record. How much of a challenge was that, do you think, for the team and some of his teammates and kind of that constant vigilance about it, the drain maybe, and the focus that it took? Just, you know, not making an excuse, but obviously you go for that. But what do you think that took out of the guys, if at all?
Yeah, I guess I don't think it took a lot out of them, and I think that's kind of a testament to Alex and to the group we have. I mean, O didn't let that become the storyline around the team until basically he couldn't not let it be the storyline, you know, until we got down to like, okay, we're within like six or five goals here, like, and now it felt like that was the pervasive thing. And I remember thinking at the time, I think when we got down to, you know, maybe right before that Chicago game, because he scored in Boston, we go down to Carolina, and he scores there, I think. And then we're going into that Chicago game, and now, like, this thing's in reach. And that was the first time I felt like it's like there's a lot of kind of external noise around the team. There's a lot of people on our staff that are having to do a lot of extra work. You know, than they would normally do in a regular season, and it's starting to feel like, you know, some more pressure. But the fact that we got, it was two games where we had to deal with that versus 15, 20, 25, to me, that's Alex saying, hey, I'm about the team, I'm about winning hockey games. And that's our group also being like, hey, we want Alex to get this thing, we're all in on it. And really, I mean, once it finally happened for all those guys, like, I can't imagine what it must be like for those guys to be able to say, hey, I was on the bench when Alex scored that goal, or I was on the ice when Alex scored that goal and got to get out there and get in the big pile and celebrate. That's potentially, we'll never see that again, and no other player will be able to say that again. So it's really fun for our group to reach that summit with him at the end of this year.
Chris, let's look ahead to the offseason, if you don't mind, kind of a blueprint of what lies ahead now. For you guys, as you try, last year you got to round one, this year to round two, you go even further, hopefully next year. One question I have, just to clear something up. So with Backstrom and Oshie on LTIR this year, you guys obviously got cap relief for that right away this season. But it's my understanding that you didn't have all of their salaries off the books, that some of it was still against the cap. Is there more cap relief coming with those guys both hitting now essentially free agency and you know, their contracts being up, or did you already get all the relief you're going to get?
Yeah, I would look at it as Oshie and Backstrom being on LTI kind of allowed us to make the moves we made last summer. You know, it gave us the ability to to bring in Dubois at 8.5 and to sign Matt Roy at 5.75 and to bring in Andrew Mangiapane at 5.8. So we use a lot of that space going into this year, and then now that those contracts are off the books, it doesn't necessarily mean, oh yeah, we've got, you know, another $15 million to spend. It's kind of been accounted for. And then, you know, some of the signings we made this in season with Jacob Chychrun, the two goalies, Nick Dowd. So that eats into it too. So, you know, we definitely have probably more space than we've ever had going into an off season since COVID, with the cap going up and, you know, depending on what we do with some of our existing UFAs. And we'll look to see if we can put it to good use. You know, I think the D group's obviously pretty set. They're all under contract for next year. But, you know, I think up front, you know, as Mac and I kind of said yesterday, I think if we could look for some help on the scoring front or somebody that can come in and help solidify the third line or both, I think those are areas we'd like to put some money to work in. And the trick is, you know, with the guidance the league gave over for the salary cap over the next 3 years, which has never happened, you know, agents are good at what they do for a reason. So they're going to use that information to really push teams to have to spend to the max. And I think there's a lot of teams that have also come out and said, we want to be aggressive this summer. We've seen what Dallas and what Florida and what Vegas and what Washington has done by kind of building on the fly by, you know, signing guys and trading for guys. So there could be, you know, a lot of teams chasing, you know, a few players, and that's when the prices start going up. So we'll just have to see, you know, if we'll be able to participate in that or not.
Yeah, cap goes up each of the next 3 years exponentially. It's exploding. So for people that don't track it very often, you know, Backstrom and Oshie off the books, but the free agents, and you guys don't have many, because to your credit, as you said, you've already been working at this. Between the two goaltenders and Dowd, you got a lot done during the season. So it's just Mangiapane, who made almost $6 million, Lars Eller, and then Bevilier and Radish. Am I speaking out of school to say Bevilier would be the priority here after the postseason he had as a trade deadline pickup to bring him back?
Yeah, he did a really good job. You know, I think all the guys, you know, it's a lot easier to make decisions on guys like that when you've seen how they work in your group and the coaches are comfortable with how they use them. You know, I think it's just going to come down to having to make, you know, kind of fiscal decisions on you know, what we're going to spend on the other positions. Are we going to use younger guys in certain positions, and then how those guys, how they are UFA guys fit in there. But, yeah, certainly really, really happy with how he played. And I know from talking to him here after the season ended, he'd really like to stay and be part of this. He loved getting integrated with the group, and he loved his time in D.C. So, yeah, we'll just have to stay in touch with him on that and keep working moving forward.
Chris, really appreciate you joining us, man. Have a great offseason, buddy. Thank you.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me, guys. And, yeah, hopefully we talk at some point before next season starts.
Yeah, yes, sir. Definitely will.
Always welcome, man.
It should be a fun offseason. Chris Patrick, GM of the Capitals on Grant and Danny. They got some work to do to try to take one more step now closer getting back to the Stanley Cup.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.